Follow Cape Talk on Twitter.
At Cape Talk.
Well, bring out the birthday candles, please. We need 150 of them tomorrow because that is the landmark birthday which the Cape of Good Hope SPCA will be celebrating. An organization whose history of service needs very little introduction, I think. Delighted to welcome their Chief Inspector, Jaco Pieterse, to the show today. We're speaking to him a day early because when we're on air tomorrow, they're going to be throwing a bit of a party to celebrate the day. Jaco, thank you so much for chatting to us and welcome to the show.
Afternoon, and thank you to you and your listeners for having us.
It's a pleasure. All the way back in 1872, this organization was established. Who do we actually have to thank for that, Jaco? Do we know the circumstances under which you were born?
So, the SPCA in South Africa was founded due to the British colonies that settled here, and the first SPCA in the world was actually established in the early 1800s in Great Britain and England. And when they came down to the tip of Africa, that was when our SPCA was founded. And yeah, 150 years later, and we're still here protecting animals and doing the best we can.
Although these days you don't have to rely on two imported bicycles and a horse-drawn animal ambulance, Jaco, things have got, thankfully, a little bit more convenient for your team.
Yes, fortunately, we're at a stage where we have 24 vehicles in our fleet. We've got quite a number of inspectors that are working in the field, 13 of them. We're busy training as three additional inspectors. We also have two field officers and three collection officers as we speak. So our team has grown exponentially, and we're out there combating and helping animals.
In greater and greater numbers, Jaco, I know the stats for the last decade or so are quite staggering, whereas in the early days of the SPCA, you could see 95,000 or 100,000 animals in a decade. The numbers have just gone up and up and up exponentially. Do you want to give us a sense of how many cases your organization deals with in an average year?
Yes. So between 1896 and 1905, those were the first 10 years that the organization had kept accurate stats. And during that period, the SPCA attended to 15,000 animals and just over 9,000 cruelty complaints. And for the last 10 years now, the SPCA has attended to and cared for over 95,000 stray and 108,000 unwanted animals. Sure. Our hospital has treated over 130,000 sick, injured, or dying patients. We've sterilized over 82,000 animals to prevent unwanted litters from being born. And then, this is quite a big figure, our inspectorate conducted over 1 million investigations in the last 10 years. And that includes cruelty complaints reported to us by caring members of the public, but also proactive inspections at facilities like abattoirs, hawking sites where animals are being sold, circuses, transportation of animals. So anything that you can think of animals, we visit those facilities as well.
You run off your feet, in short, Jaco, despite the fact that you do have that expanded team and the technology at your disposal that your colleagues 150 years ago didn't have. And that, of course, is expensive business. Now, you've got a big black tie gala dinner planned for next weekend, partly birthday party, but of course, partly also about helping to keep that work going.
Correct. And we hope to raise much needed funds with this gala dinner so that we can continue to rescue and protect animals. The fuel price is going up again next month. As you can imagine, with 24 vehicles on the road, it's costing us a fortune to keep the inspectors on the road. Yeah. Within our organization, at the Cape of Good Hope SPCA, we've got over 150 staff to operate the large-scale organization that we have. We've got one of the biggest animal welfare hospitals in the country, if not the Southern Hemisphere. So we do tend to a lot of animals, and keeping our doors open does not come cheap.
Okay, now I hope our listeners might feel moved by that comment to buy a ticket for the Black Tie Gala affair. It's happening next Friday evening at the Sky Venue, which is right at the top of the FNB Portside building with the most magnificent views over the city. Our colleague Carl Westy from KFM is going to be the MC, which guarantees you a really fun night. And the Kiffness providing the entertainment if you needed any extra additional jolting in that direction. Tickets are 1,500 Rand a person, and that includes a three-course meal, welcome drinks, your entertainment, auctions and prizes, and everything you can imagine from such an event. Jaco, where do listeners go if they'd like to buy one and keep on supporting the SPCA?
So they can go to our website, which is www.capespca.co.za. Otherwise, our Facebook page, Cape of Good Hope SPCA, and they can just scroll down to the link for the Black Tie Gala Dinner and click on the link to purchase their ticket. And it's going to be a night to be remembered.
Yaku, thanks for making time to chat to us today, and a very happy birthday in advance, and big celebrations, I know, internally tomorrow. We hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Yaku Peterson, the Chief Inspector for the Cape of Good Hope SPCA.